880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody. Hey, welcome to another edition of Freed on Business. This time it's going to be a little bit different than what we usually do. We're going to switch formats. Today we're going to do, what does Jim think about a whole bunch of different topics? I'm going to talk about the Beckham Stadium and where it should go in Miami. Where are we in the South Florida real estate cycle by product and type and market? What's up with the different sports teams in town? We'll talk a little bit about Lauren's kids and branding and mindfulness. Also, the impact of a slowdown in the Fed's buying of bonds and what's going on here in South Florida and other markets like Texas with the growth? What impact is that having? Of course, we'll touch on this week's Emerge Miami that's coming up, and we may even get to some new real estate funding methods. So the Dow is rather flat as everybody waited to see what the jobs report is going to be coming out. So, Oscar, take it away. I want to come right back so we can get right into all this stuff. Hey, if you want to call, make sure you give me a call. I'll take calls today if you want. 305-541-2350. For the Jets fans, I'll go slow. Call me at 305-541-2350. Oscar, take it away.
Season, and that means it's time to dive into the fun at Marlins Park. And now you can dive in for half the price with Miami Herald Half Price Tuesdays. Invite all your friends to an exciting night of Marlins baseball. It's major league fun for not a lot of money. The next Miami Herald Half Price Tuesday is April 29th at 7:10 versus the Atlanta Braves. So get ready to save on baseball. Get your tickets today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
Well, I can't wait. On Wednesday, they're having a day game. I'm going to take my mom sort of like as an early Mother's Day thing. I think it's going to be pretty neat going during the day when my mom has a lot of free time. That's I'm going to take her out to the Marlins game. She can't wait. She canceled her Mahjong. Four ladies are a little bit disappointed, but I know one lady that's really happy. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Remember to join me and over 800 other real estate executives, 140 speakers, 200 different funds. There will be 34 sessions with 69 exhibitors, all at the IMN Second Annual Spring Single Family Aggregation, the REO to Rental Forum. It's going to be May 13th through 15th in Boca Raton. If you'd like more info, visit the event website or send an email to hotline@imn.org and use the discount JF20 for a discount. And oh, by the way, I'm going to be also appearing actually the week before that at the Colliers International Real Estate Capital Summit on May 8th. That is going to be at the James L. Knight Center. There's going to be all kinds of different investors, topics, but most importantly, I'll be interviewing Bob Dickinson, former head and CEO of Carnival Cruise Lines. He's also the chairman of Camilla's House. He'll be the kickoff keynote speaker, and I'll be interviewing. If you use the code 125PAST, you'll get $125 off the current registration prices. So visit collierssummit.com to register today.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. Oscar gives me the thumbs up. That means everybody out there must be hearing me and that the gerbil must be running at full speed back in the control room. Well, I want to get started with perhaps most controversial topic first. I want to talk about the stadium that the MLS is proposing and that David Beckham is spearheading down here. I'd like to start off with the fact that it's never a good idea to try to get something done in Miami where the news articles start such and such as out of town representative. You just don't start off with an out-of-town representative doing anything. I do like the idea of MLS coming to Miami. I've seen what's going on in places like Columbus, Portland, and Seattle, and is absolutely no doubt that there's a constituency out there for American Major League Soccer, and it works best in custom-designed venues that are close to transportation, and that's where I kind of step off the boat on the Bayfront location. We only have a limited amount of Bayfront left, and while I don't necessarily think that the cruise ship industry deserves carte blanche on it either, I think that having a facility that's only going to have 25 weekend events and call it 25 or 30 more events during the year is really the best use of our waterfront. And God forbid the stadium gets hit with a storm. Take a look what it's going to look like. All you have to do is look over at the Miami Marine Stadium to see what you'll have on your waterfront until the building gets repaired. And what if the thing doesn't work? What if MLS doesn't succeed? Then what have we given our Bayfront to? So I like a location either over by Marlins Ballpark, which that's not really my preferred location. My preferred location, not FIU South either, or FIU North. My preferred location is at the intersection of all the highways and all the rail routes out by the airport. I think people could get in and out very quickly. There's a lot of good land that you can develop it on. There's a lot of other uses that you can build around it, so the tax base of the county will go up if they develop out there. I think that you'll have great ingress and egress from both the highway system to the north and to the south of the location, as well as east-west access off of the Palmetto or the 112. And by the way, we'll have all the trains that'll be feeding in there. So if you close your eyes and envision 3 or 4 years from now, the train network will be finished. They'll be finished with the Palmetto expansion, and you'll have your new stadium, your shiny new team, and everybody will be able to get there. And oh, by the way, we'll still have our waterfront available for future development or for people to just go out there and enjoy the fabulous view of downtown. So I'm for Major League Soccer. I'm just also for retaining the best public assets in the public realm. And in this case, the remaining part of our waterfront to me is an irreplaceable asset that I wouldn't give to anybody coming in from out of town. Or for that matter, I wouldn't give it away to anybody from in town either. I'd like to see a very good use out there that helps increase the tax base, doesn't impact our engine out there at the port, keeps the jobs at the port, brings more jobs here to Miami. Heck, you want to put some residential out there, a little bit of office, a little bit of retail? I have no problem with that as long as we can maintain the security of our facility. So on the soccer stadium, I'm for the soccer stadium, but just not at the port of Miami. Now, a lot of people ask me, Jim, you're the voice of commercial real estate in South Florida. What do you think is going on in the commercial real estate cycle, and where are we? Well, where are we in the cycle? Golly, I don't know. If I did, I would definitely be going to Las Vegas and playing the games of chance there. But I really don't know where we are in this cycle right now. I can only tell you that I sat in on a meeting today where we were talking about bringing a more sophisticated product type than just residential to one of the new and emerging markets. That's right. People are actually meeting and talking about building speculative office space in Miami again, not the big 200,000, 400,000, 800,000, a million square feet buildings that you're seeing out on Brickell, but out in the suburbs, in the close-in urban areas. There's a good demand for that. There's startup communities in Wynwood is beginning to generate its second generation of tenant, and those tenants need to go somewhere, and the office space is not there to accommodate them in the areas north of, call it, the downtown urban core, all the way up to Aventura. So near all these places that people are going to live with high net worths, you're going to need people that are going to want to locate there, that are going to want to service their business, either accountants, lawyers, doctors, other service providers, ad agencies, the space for the businesses themselves. It's amazing to watch the maturation of the city of Miami. And high five to Manny Medina for bringing in Emerge Miami. Emerge Miami, in my opinion, is going to absolutely do for this town what Art Basel did. It's impossible to calculate the benefits that Art Basel has brought. I don't know what you could say the valuation for the improved cultural atmosphere is and the impact that it has on real estate, but I'll bet you a lot of the people that are buying the fancy super luxe condos today wouldn't be doing it if we didn't have super high-end and positive cultural venues for them and activities for them to participate in. And, oh, by the way, we're going to need to bring our education system up to meet the standards that they're going to require. So we're going to need a lot of support services going to start having to come in east of 95. Pretty much anything you want to do east of 95, my gosh, north of Pinecrest, south of Hollandale, almost can't fail. Did I really say that? Oscar, we're taping that. I'm going to need to hear that again. I just absolutely can't believe that. Now, the other thing that we're going to do is we're going to talk about some of the other product types. There's been a lot of talk about condo. Well, you know, there's going to be some winners and there's going to be some losers, but there's already pressure to go off the main arterials where the Superlux is going and try to find locations that would have been good for apartments and use those for entry-level condos because, let's face it, everybody, the condos that are underway right now aren't really being targeted to the people that live here. Oh, yeah, you might be a renter for some out-of-town owner, but wouldn't you like to have the opportunity to rent your own condo? Can that be done? Own your own condo. Can that be done today? I think the answer in the future will be yes, because you're starting to see the banks relax the credit criteria, the down payment criteria. It's happening. Let me just read you something that I got. It says, agents, our common sense underwriters are ready to look at new transactions, regardless of how difficult your buyer scenario may seem. Our staff is ready to help you. 31-day investor flipping, okay. 620 FHA score, okay. Non-QM loans, okay. Subject no appliances, okay. FHA closings in 30 days or less. Everybody, your hair's on fire. The market is crazy again as far as the residential loans. They're going to come because the banks have to put out money and they have to earn money and they need to spread their risk. They can't get enough what they call C&I loans, business loans. They're going to have to get fat again on real estate. They'll box them, they'll package them, they'll sell them to Fannie or Freddie or to other government securities people. I'll tell you what, I'll bet you Wall Street's going to be buying this stuff direct because they're going to want to be tranching it. And the more risky loans, Wall Street's going to be buying those because why? They want to own the units at the end. They've already done this with commercial. It is not rocket science what's going to happen. Residential's going to come back. There's more money on the sidelines that knows what to do with. It's going to chase yield. The yield will come out of the residential sector. They'll box the stuff up, sell it again, and soon you'll see the ad again with the cartoon. Again, my favorite one of the last cycle, which was some guy in Europe opens up a box. It says, here's a surprise. And it's a default notice because the guy thought he was buying totally secure residential packages of mortgage from the United States. Let's face it. We all know where the world got its cold. It started on a trading floor somewhere in Connecticut where they were making these derivatives and exotic things up that were based on home loans. So hopefully we're not going to see too much exotic products come up that's going to put the U.S. taxpayer at risk. I, for one, don't want to take the risk for pumping up the economy and helping some person buy a property that they don't deserve to own. You know what? Some people just have to be lifetime renters. I myself am a renter by choice. I'm a renter by choice because I keep my money liquid. You never know what's going to happen. Sometimes it's a hiccup in the economy. Most times it's the opportunity to invest in a real estate deal. And I'd rather invest in a real estate deal where I can sort of see the future of the tenants and the cash flow than invest in a residential home where it's really driven by government intervention. Did I really say that? We don't really talk politics here on the show, but let's face it, government intervention's had a big hand in the last few years, including the Fed's bond buying practices. Well, that's slowing down, and we'll talk right after this break about what that means to me and what I think it means to you. Oscar, I'm rocking. Take it away.
Just sit around talking about the old times. She says when she
All right, glory days. Glory days are when you're looking to buy or lease a car. You want to get every advantage that you can. To me, the most glorious day is when I sit in my new car for the first time and rock it down the highway. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Hey, Miami, it's baseball season, and that means it's time to dive into the fun at Marlins Park. And now you can dive in for half the price with Miami Herald Half Price Tuesdays. Invite all your friends to an exciting night of Marlins baseball. It's major league fun for not a lot of money. The next Miami Herald Half Price Tuesday is April 29th at 7:10 versus the Atlanta Braves. So get ready to save on baseball. Get your tickets today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
No, I'm going to dive right in. I'm going to go Wednesday with my mom. I'm taking her for an early Mother's Day thing. Don't tell the boss, but hey, mom can really tolerate it during the day. So get your mom out there for Mother's Day. Take her to the Mets game that's coming up on Wednesday. You'll see me out there. I'll be with the little lady with the crazy red hair. And hey, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes, and you see their logo all over Marlins Park as well. And they can be your care team too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I want to give a shout-out. We had a fan text in. He goes, Samir in Tampa goes, love your radio show. Well said, keep the waterfront uses that benefit. Oh, here it goes. Keep the waterfront for uses that benefit the waterfront. Stadiums need proper ingress and egress. High five to you, Samir. Samir's a developer over in Tampa. He knows what he's talking about, and so do I. But where we left off the last time was we were talking about quantitative easing and the Fed buying bonds to keep markets interest rates low. Well, the Fed has stopped buying as much. They're buying longer term, though, so that long-term focus, even though they're not buying as many, still has a tendency to keep the long interest rates down, the yield curve flat, so they're still able to keep interest rates down for people that are doing things like buying homes and stuff like that. Your credit card debt may drift up a little bit because they're not buying to match that and drive that down. But the reality is that the markets have seen this coming. They've priced it in. The Fed is now determined in its estimable infinite wisdom that the economy can sort of brace itself against a little increase in the interest rates, the cost of borrowing. So they're trying to get interest rates off of zero to some degree so that they'll have a tool that they can use down the road when we crater again, because the guy that invaded Eastern Europe, he controls all their oil. You've already seen the oil prices go up, God, I don't know, 20%. So I don't know if the guy's really trying to prevent his West from becoming encroached by the his western boundaries being encroached by Europe, or if he's trying to increase the price of oil so that he can maintain his kleptocracy at the top of Russia. Who knows what goes on in a madman's mind? But hey, that's all the politics we're going to talk on this show. So quantitative easing, you know, they're going to stop buying as many bonds. You're seeing Europe becoming a little more stable. Even Greece is off of the critical list now. So I think that the world economy continues to go along at a slower growth rate. Of course, us here in South Florida, home of the fiscal repatriation, where all the dollars come to find their final resting place, well, it's smoking hot here. Doesn't matter if you're selling condos, cars, or furniture, it's can't keep it in stock. So we're really lucky that we live here in South Florida. It's not as hot everywhere else. There's other markets that aren't hot, but there is good, solid growth now in most markets in Florida. You can see industrial growth is happening. We were talking some of the topics here in Miami. One of the things we're going to talk about is real estate. Let's talk industrial. Industrial in Miami is a good place to be right now. If you're close into the airport, people really want to be there, and they're willing to pay. There's not many spaces left, and so you're seeing industrial continue to be strong as it continues to move outward from that center. And parks such as the Miramar Park of Commerce up at the Turnpike Southern Extension Bend. Well, they've had great success, and they're, golly gee, I was up there just the other day. Looks like they're nearing build-out. And so offices coming back, apartments are white hot, condos, forget about it how hot they are if you're an offshore person. If you're a local person looking to buy residential, you may have to be stuck trying to buy a tract home or a second home. I don't know that you're going to be able to get into one of these new condos, but hey, who cares? Buy near a good school district. Keep your kids' nose clean. Let them go to school. Protect them. Listen to Lauren's kids. You know, watch out if anybody's grooming them or anything else. And make sure your kids grow up right. They're our biggest asset. So we talked about Beckham in the stadium. We talked sort of where Florida, South Florida is in the real estate cycle by class. And oh, we forgot retail. Retail, forget about it. Retail is as hot as it gets. All these ground floor spaces and all these condos, all these spaces up and down Biscayne Boulevard and the other new arterial roadways in Florida, in South Florida. It used to be $15, $10. You couldn't give the stuff away. It's $45. $45 triple net. That means occupancy costs can approach $60, $65 a foot. I'm Biscayne Boulevard, not Lincoln Road. Biscayne Boulevard. That's a lot of hair to cut, a lot of furniture to sell. It'll be interesting to see how it all goes. But remember, it won't be being marketed to the people that are there now. It will be being marketed to people that are on their way. And these people are paying $400 and $500 a foot for their units. These are people that are buying million-dollar condos. Yeah, maybe to rent to you for a while, but eventually I'm sure they plan to live there at least for at least part-time. And Wynwood is a story on itself. Wynwood and our friends at eMERGE can vouch for that. Wynwood, the Knight Foundation, Lab Miami, it's a place to be. Technology, infrastructure, it's all growing. And when I talk to my friends that do office leasing in downtown and on Brickell, they're starting to see the second generation space demands from all of these startup companies. So well done to Manny Medina. You know, thank you for bringing in eMERGE. I'm looking forward to going to some of the events over the next few days. Go to their website, check things out. It's going to be an exciting time to be a Floridian, a person that's involved in business. You're going to want to go. You're going to want to see what's going on because these are the engines that are driving South Florida. Trade in the port, technology in places like Wynwood, financial services on Brickell, home building up and down the eastern coast, east of 95 and out into Doral, aviation, industrial, everything is absolutely cooking in South Florida, all being driven by this unusual demand that you can never put your finger on, which is the international flight to safety. And that's always been a place where Miami's been able to hang its hat, more so now than ever before. Miami is now one of the big international cities, San Francisco, New York, Miami, London, Hong Kong, Singapore. Yeah, that's right. I threw Miami in there because all the international investors do. It's a great time to be in Miami. However, with all this growth, there's other things that are going on. Traffic's getting worse. People are losing their temper more frequently on 95. You can't get any peace and quiet in your neighborhood. There's building and construction going all around. That deal that's going to get built next to you is going to have a rooftop entertainment thing that's going to blow noise at you all night long. Well, you want to know something? They've already had to deal with this at South Point. The city of Miami is going to have to learn how to deal with all of these uses next to each other. It won't be easy. We're all going to have to learn how to get along with our neighbors a little bit better. And that's what's coming to Miami. And oh, by the way, you thought your view was going to be there forever? Uh-uh. The building next to you is getting ready to cut it off because you got no right to that view. You have a right to your view corridor as it's currently given in the government, but hey, somebody can build right next to you. They don't have to pay you for the view that they're taking from you, unless, of course, they need something from you, and then you could probably extract a little something. But now we're just talking about how to make a real estate deal and the art of the deal. So, you know, we talked a little bit for just a minute about Lauren's kids at the top of the show. We talked a little bit more in the middle about how to look out and what are the signs to watch for. It's somebody paying a little bit extra attention to your child. If your child's tummy feels a little bit strange when they get home, if they're a little shy or quiet, ask them. Make sure they have a safe person wherever they're going that they can talk to. But most of all, something you can do to wear right on your car is now it's available out there at the tag agencies, the Lawrence Kids Love and Healing license plate that my good friend Romero Brito designed. Go out and look for it at your tag agencies. My mom went out last week, and she had to go to three different tag agencies before she could find one. And that was one that they had a lift off of the wall. So really, go out there, give a call to the tag agencies, go out and show it. My mom wears hers with pride. It's one of the most beautiful license plates that they've approved. It'll be unique. It'll be a way for you to show your friends that you know what's important, and that's protecting our most valuable resource. And our most valuable resource is our children. Our children and their future. And we have to also address the education issues here in South Florida. You know, we've got the largest college in the entire country, in Miami-Dade College. It's got great access. It's given our community many, many leaders. The list is too long to name. But we all know it starts with early childhood education, keeping the children well-fed and focused and surrounded by love and safety so that they can learn to learn. Once they've learned to learn, then we need to get them the appropriate tools. And I don't think it's necessarily the right thing to do to teach somebody to a test. I was, you know, went to school during the open classroom days of the 70s where they were all doing experimentation. You know, I turned out okay. If you have the right work ethic, you have the right caloric and nutritional intake, if you have a safe and quiet place to study and a supportive, loving environment, you're going to be a good student. That, to me, is as important as the underlying acumen somebody may have. Heck, give the right person the right focus and the right time and let them be creative. We need to get out from the middle of the educational pack and back up to leading from the front. We need, in tomorrow's high-tech universe, we need the right workforce. And it's not just about jobs. What I say is it's not about jobs. It's about careers. Careers are where it starts. You help the entrepreneur build their company, have a career. That person will be able to bring job growth. And the more education, the more jobs, the safer our community is, the more positive our community is, the better transportation we have in our community, the more high-paying earners we're going to have at every level. And there's a place in our society for everybody if we just give them the chance. So I'm all for giving everybody the fishing pole so that they can go out and decide what their future should be. That's, after all, what America is. America was made great by continuing to give people the opportunity to get ahead. If we can show people that if they work hard, get good grades, they're going to get ahead, then America will start functioning better. But believe me, if the bozos in Washington can't get out of their own way and get some legislation done to address some of the different issues that have come up, and they've tried, they've given some financial regulation and stuff like that, but we need more jobs creation, more job focus, more technology. For crying out loud, why is it that we have to go to Russia and have them hold us hostage to take our astronauts up to the space station? Why can't we be leading from the front? Russia, who is proven to be, I'm not going to go and do politics now. Let's just do it this way. America needs to lead from the front. We need to reinvigorate the places where we have invented technology. We need to continue to build on technology. People in Miami, if you have time, go to this Emerge Miami conferences all over town. There'll be conferences, meetings, get-togethers, business card exchanges, networking. Make sure you go to Emerge. The functions will be great, but the result is what's going to be most important. The result will be that it will be putting Miami on the international technology and investment path. And we need to have that kind of focus, the way the international art world focuses on us. I want people to go Emerge. You know, I know Art Basel, but I want to go to Emerge. That's what I want. I want people to say, I'm coming to Miami right before the summer starts to get hot because I want to go to Emerge. I want to learn about the new technology. I want to meet some of those highly qualified and skilled workers in South Florida. And I want them to invest with me, be part of my team, create my company, and move forward. I want to bring greatness to Miami, and I want everybody to join me there. Join me at Emerge. Join me in helping Manny Medina to make Miami great. Oscar gave me the sign. We'll be back after this.
I'm picking up good vibrations. vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Good vibrations. She's giving me
I suspect a child's being harmed.
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child.
It's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Hey, Miami, it's baseball season, and that means it's time to dive into the fun at Marlins Park. And now you can dive in for half the price with Miami Herald Half Price Tuesdays. Invite all your friends to an exciting night of Marlins baseball. It's Major League fun for not a lot of money. The next Miami Herald Half Price Tuesday is April 29th at 7:10 versus the Atlanta Braves. So get ready to save on baseball. Get your tickets today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
Hi, all right. As we get older, we're all at risk for developing cataracts, and with the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute and new high-def lenses, you can be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. Call 305-243-2020 to schedule a consultation. Trust your eyes to the best. Bascom-Palmer's been ranked number one eye hospital in the county, in the country, 10 years in a row by U.S. News and World Report. So visit bascompalmer.org or call 305-243-2020 to schedule your consultation today.
And now, WZAB traffic.
Delays continue in Miami-Dade County. You'll find a crash clearing on Kendall, 127th Avenue. Stop-and-go travel on the Palmetto southbound headed towards the Dolphin Expressway and westbound Dolphin slow from 12th Avenue out to the Palmetto. You'll find it slow in Broward County, southbound 95 Sheridan to Hollywood. And we had an earlier crash in that area. Looks like a good ride on the turnpike. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at TotalTrafficMIA.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Oscar gives me thumbs up, and I always give thumbs up to U Health. It's the University of Miami Health System. They bring you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. And U Health is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens. And now, U Health has a gorgeous facility in Plantation. What sets U Health apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications and make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine. That's where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. Seriously, everybody, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. In fact, UHealth includes the Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report for 10 years in a row, and the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center is also there. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these guys. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series, now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing some really innovative and interesting things there. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you've ever had a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know, it could be just what you're looking for. So discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more. Oscar's now supposed to play some music, and he's looking frustrated at the board. You push the button, the song starts. Okay. Well, we're back, and we're going to keep going here. What we're going to do now is I'm going to continue to talk about the different issues that I've been addressing here. We talked about my opinion on where the soccer stadium should go, and I think that the soccer stadium should go out by the Miami International Multimodal Infrastructure. We've got all the infrastructure in the world out there. It keeps the waterfront for the people. It keeps a potentially underutilized facility from mucking up the waterfront, and it puts the stadium in the middle of where all the transportation is. You can get there from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south, and it'll also spur growth around the area, and that area is poised for growth. It's basically been scraped and ready for redevelopment, so I think it would be an awesome location. I know that there are a lot of people that are pressing for the waterfront. This is just one guy's opinion. I'd love to know yours. You can always tweet me, at Jim Freed. We also talked about where South Florida real estate is in the cycle, and the fact of the matter is every sector and every location's hot. The only thing you can't do is apparently housing for the people that live here, but as the lenders loosen their purse strings, and they're doing that, we'll be able to find housing for the folks that live here, that live here too. And it's already one of the most expensive places to live. It's, people are spending 30% or more of their median income just to live here. I want to talk a little bit now about a couple of our sponsors. I want to talk about the Dolphins and the Marlins. You know, the Dolphins have a new GM, and the Dolphins are trying to reset on their business. They've got the draft coming up. And I'm excited. I'd like to see what this new guy's going to do. I think he's made at least some good moves now. I'm really not a football skills aficionado. I'm a football game attending aficionado. All I want to do is go to competitive games, not fry and bake out in the middle of the day. So that's why I sit under the overhang. But believe me, I won all those games at 1 o'clock because I want to see the other team melt. And I want to see the Dolphins draft some game-changing personnel. For goodness sakes, you've got Jose Fernandez and Giancarlo Stanton at the Marlins. And oh, let's turn our attention over there for a minute. The Marlins, every time that Jose Fernandez pitches, you can't get me away from the TV. And I must tell you is that when Giancarlo Stanton is up, I'm holding my breath too. And if you haven't been to the ballpark, and I know a lot of you haven't, go out there. It's a lot of fun. Lots of restaurants. I'm actually bringing my mom out there on Wednesday. They play the Mets at a 12:40 start. I'm going to give her a little bit of early Mother's Day love. You know, she can't go to the games late at night, and so we're going to get her there a little bit early. We'll share some son and mom time. It ought to be really cool. I'll walk her around. They got gluten-free. They got all this stuff, kosher this, kosher that. So whatever mom wants, they got sushi. What's going on there, Oscar? Yeah, I know. Sorry, man. They got sushi and all this great stuff. So we're going to go out to the Marlins game. Hopefully we'll see Giancarlo Stanton hit one over the bow tie and maybe even outside the glass. You never know what you're going to see when you go to the ballpark. But I really like what the Marlins have been doing. It's a little bit more exciting this year. Seems like they're on the right track. Seems like there's fewer people trying to make the decisions. And the ones that are being made, it seems like they're all pointing in the right direction. And hey, go back and look at that crazy blockbuster trade they made. It looks like it worked out pretty good for the Marlins. Jose Reyes hasn't been playing too much. Josh Johnson blew out his arm. So, you know, give it a chance. And the Miami Heat, what are you going to say about the Miami Heat except, oh my God, am I glad I have those center court seats. Woo! I sit right behind Commissioner Silver. I guess I'm going to have to give him a high five for what he did earlier this week on the Donald Sterling thing. Again, we don't talk too much about politics, but this is common sense and decency here. And so it's really exciting that the NBA has gotten behind the right end on this one. They're going at it aggressively. I'm sure there's going to be a lawsuit. I haven't, you know, followed that as more detail as maybe I should, but, you know, well done to the Heat. They did, I mean, the NBA, they did what they had to do. The Heat looked good in their first round series. You can't ever predict the future. You're always one knee injury away. I remember when Magic Johnson went down, and it was bad for the Lakers, and they looked like they were going to be a absolute champs, and they couldn't win at all. You know, Michael Jordan, he's won three. Let's get LBJ. Let's see him win three. Then let's see if they can get everybody back in a way that makes sense for everybody involved and try to chase an additional legacy. We're going to come back after this. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the health and wellness stuff, specifically mindfulness. I'm really not sure what that means, but I'll try to be mindful of everybody's opinion and talk a little bit about that. We'll talk a little bit about branding, and maybe we'll even talk about some of the new real estate funding methods that I learned about just this week and some of the things you're going to need to watch out for. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this short break, and I think I'll start with the new real estate funding methods that I've learned about. You'll find them really interesting, and you may want to watch out for him too. Oscar, take us away.
Sweet Loretta Martin thought she was a woman, but she was another man. All the girls around her say she's got it coming, but she gets it while she can.
Oh, yeah, everybody, and get back to Warren Henry. You know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this, too, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my cars from my I don't know how many Infinitis I've leased or bought from them at this point, I always knew I was getting the best price because they always guarantee it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for a whole year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage, too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right, you know, April was Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and it being May, we're still going to give a little bit of a look back in the mirror. You know, you can find out how you can help support survivors in your local community. So you want to go to www.lawrencekids.org. Let's make a difference here in Florida together. I want to point out that I saw Coach Spo just the other day at Green Street in the Grove when I was having breakfast. And when I complimented him on how good the team was doing, he barely, he grunted the usual fan recognition thing. But when I said, and hey, thanks for wearing your Lawrence Kids wristband, which he had on at the time, he smiled and engaged, and it was awesome. So Coach Spo, thanks for supporting Lawrence Kids, and, you know, stick with us. We're going to be talking to Lauren more throughout the year, but look for the signs. If there's a child that's being groomed, if he's being having extra attention paid to that child, or there's something unusual, look into it. If your child feels uncomfortable, ask why.
Hey, Miami, it's baseball season, and that means it's time to dive into the fun at Marlins Park. And now you can dive in for half the price with Miami Herald Half Price Tuesdays. Invite all your friends to an exciting night of Marlins baseball. It's major league fun for not a lot of money. The next Miami Herald Half Price Tuesday is April 29th at 7:10 versus the Atlanta Braves. So get ready to save on baseball. Get your tickets today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I promised everybody I'd talk a little bit about the new real estate funding methods that I've been seeing out there, and they're really ideas and currency. They've come out of nowhere. They're based on the what's been going on in the small loan world for houses and technology and startups and businesses, and it's crowdfunding. You know, there's a whole bunch of crowdfunding ideas out there, and you've got to be careful. I was at an event, and the guy talking about crowdfunding said, well, you can do this, but if you do this, well, this will probably be legal next year. It's not legal this year. Well, you know, be careful. If somebody wants to get you involved in a situation that's what would be called crowdfunding for real estate, make sure that you do your appropriate due diligence. You know, it is one thing for three or four institutions to get together and, quote, crowdfund a deal, you know. We used to call that syndicating a deal back in the day. You know, that's one thing that makes sense. You know, there's a lot of due diligence there. But if you're investing $50,000, $100,000 in one of these pools of investments to crowdfund an office building acquisition in San Diego like I saw yesterday, be careful. You're really going to wonder who's the sponsor, who's the operator. What happens if you have a cash flow problem with the property? Do they call everybody and have them put up an extra slice? So there's all kinds of things you have to be careful with crowdfunding. I think the number one thing is to make sure that it's legal. What these people are trying to sell you is legal, that it stands the test of time. There's also other ideas out there that will help you to defer your taxes that are being looked at. So the number one thing I want to point out to everybody is make sure that whatever you're looking to do, if it's new, if it's creative, if it's out there, if it's cutting edge, if it feels really cool, then I take a step back and pause and just look a little bit closer at it, because you're always going to make a risk-adjusted return. If the return's really high, chances are there's a lot of risk involved too, and I'm not going to advise you on what you should or shouldn't do, but I think that you should use common sense. Now, we talked a little bit earlier on in the show about mindfulness, and I really want to talk about this a little bit because it's something I want to do here for myself as I come to the end of the show. I want to make sure that I can implement some mindfulness here, because as I think about all the different things that are out there that make me tense, like what might go on in Eastern Europe or the Middle East, or, you know, sea level rise, which, oh, by the way, you could see that from my place all the time. It's definitely happening. And I don't live in Miami Beach. I live in the city, and you can see it happening on the tops of the bulkheads when the water goes over on a regular basis now, not even just at high tide. So, you know, what you need to do, though, is you need to start and be mindful. We had Dr. Ashwin Mehta on, the head of integrative medicine at UHealth, and he talked really about, you know, getting centered before you go out there in the workday. Take some time for yourself. You know, you've got to look at it as though you're going out there to, I don't want to say war, that would be an inappropriate analogy, but you're certainly going out there to have some situations come up that there's going to be conflict in. And if you don't have your head on straight and you're not thinking positively, you're not going to be able to get the outcome that you want from the interaction. Oh my gosh, could I really say that good? So if you want to get the right outcome from all the interactions that go on during the day, you have to start inside yourself. And I think that's what the people mean when they talk about mindfulness. And I try to do this. I try to work out in the mornings, get my head on straight, do all my emails, get a list together of the things that are absolutely have to get done, prioritize them, do all that stuff. And I want to be mindful of who I really am and what I really mean to people that are important in my life. I'm a son to my mother, who I'm taking to the Marlins game on Wednesday. God bless her. We're going to have the best time. I'm a husband and a support system to my beautiful wife. We talked last week with her. She's fighting the kidney disease. She's a true hero. She has the guts to talk about what's happening to her. And, you know, I'm important to her. And what I do with her helps define who I am. The way I work with my mom helps define who I am. I mentor a lot of young people in the industry down here in real estate. And I can only tell you that that's something that I'm really, really positive about. So I have all of these different positive things that go on in my life. I'm not even talking about the smoking hot deals I work on every day that I could only dream about how complex and invigorating all of the stuff that I do in the real estate business every day is. And hey, we're not even talking about how I built the radio show into 365 shows out of absolutely nothing. And if you think I got all this stuff written down, all I have is the flyer that I send out in front of me. All I have is an outline. The rest of this stuff is direct pipeline from my heart and soul to you people. I hope you appreciate it. And you can always text or email me or call me or whatever you want, and we can, you know, talk about that. We're going to have these Wall Street Wednesdays that Spencer wanted me to talk about. I'm really not sure. I guess we're starting that in a week or so. So, you know, keep listening to 880 The Biz. You'll be able to meet myself and all the other on-air personalities. I don't know why you'd want to meet anybody other than me, though. I just had to say that. Are you guys listening back there? All right. Excellent. Because usually I get a rise out of you when I do that one. Yeah, Larry's talking. Yeah, that's all Larry does. But mindfulness is the thing that I want to, you know, sort of culminate the show with. And that's keeping your focus positive. You know, we have Ivan Meisner on, the head of BNI. You know, he talks about positive interaction. He talks about listening to people and what they want. You know, it's something I always do. I don't really go in, hey, how you doing? I want the order. I go, hey, how you doing? What are you working on? You know, where'd you go to school? You know, are you in retail, office, residential? How long have you lived in Miami? Oh, did you go? Where'd you go to high school? You know, this is what I do. What do you do? You know, I'd love to work with you. You know, and you start to warm it up like that, you know, and you have to have the positive focus in order to do that. So I want to make sure that everybody can relax a little. And hey, it ain't that easy. It's hot as heck out there. It's starting to be the summer. Everybody's uncomfortable. Everybody's irritable. They haven't started bringing their water in their car with them yet because they didn't know it was going to be this hot today. And now they're cranky and they're cutting you off and they're in a hurry. And then they stopped and blocked you. Well, you know what? That guy's got the problem. If you make it your problem, then it is your problem. So just relax, kick back. I'm talking to myself here because I know it's tough for me to do. But again, I try to be mindful of what's going on. So I got to take, you know, again, I'll tell you, Ashwin Mehta taught me. I take a bunch of deep breaths. I'm going to do one now. Yeah, nobody really needs to be relaxed, though. But I'm heading there because we're sort of navigating towards the end of the show. How much time I got, Osk? Oh, my gosh, I got forever. We can do another topic. So, you know, I want to talk a little bit about what's been going on here in South Florida and in other markets like Texas as far as the quality of life. We all know that the seas are rising, and that's going to cause saltwater intrusion and a lot of problems in the sewer systems inside the state. Don't think if you don't live on the coast, you're not going to have an issue with this. It'll cause problems with the sewage everywhere. But, you know, I've grown up here since, I've lived here since 1969, and I've always heard that there's a water shortage, saltwater intrusion. You know, it's going to happen. We need to protect our infrastructure and look towards that. But the quality of life here, the traffic, the noise, the proximity of everybody, the crowds, the aggravation, it drives me back to the topic I just talked about, which is mindfulness. The way that you're going to survive and be successful in the ever more complex, the ever more intense environment in Miami is to have a good, solid understanding of who you are, know how valuable you are to everybody around you, and to treat those people with respect. And if you go out there and somebody's not treating you with respect, blow them off, ignore them, turn your back. If they're cutting you off, it's their problem. Don't make it your problem, because the minute you do, you're going to get into an accident. I know, not because I've gotten into an accident, but because I've seen them, Oscar. I'm a good boy now, believe me. So those are some reasons that, you know, those are some of the things that are on my mind. We're going to talk about them. Next week, we'll have a whole bunch of new guests. We're going to post this whole show on the internet, www.freedoncom.com. If you want to be part of the after show discussion, you can always tweet me at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business. Go to Facebook, comment on what we've been talking about. Go to LinkedIn and send me some stuff. We've been getting people on LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter hitting us. We've gotten, you know, emails today from all over. You know, we even talked about one, the guy from Tampa. And, you know, I just want to thank everybody here that's been listening to us for all these years, allowing us to do over 260 episodes here on 880 AM The Biz. We're going to be taking our show out there into the community with these Wall Street Wednesdays. Spencer's going to fill me in so I can be a huckster for him on the next show. He tried to get me to do it in the middle, but I didn't have enough detail and I didn't have my head into it. I wasn't mindful enough to be able to do it. So I want to thank everybody that's been listening to us, all the people in our audience. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive. I want to thank U Health, the Miami Marlins, Brewster Kell, Lawrence Kids, Magnum Energy Solutions, the Miami Dolphins, the NFL alumni. I want to thank the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. Again, I want to thank you, our listeners. Remember, you can communicate with me on Twitter at Jim Fried, the show at Fried on Business. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. The website is www.friedonbusiness.com. That's where you can hear all the archived episodes. So if you want to hear Brewster Kell, Ivan Meisner, me, God forbid. If you want to hear the doctors from U Health, Ashwin Mehta. If you want to hear Art Falcone on real estate, or Diego, or anybody else we've had on the show, it's all on the www.freedonbusiness.com. And we'll be back next Thursday at 5 o'clock. They haven't given away my slot yet, have they, Oscar? Nope, I'm going to be back. That's awesome. So remember, this is not a dress rehearsal. This is your life. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. I'll see everybody Wednesday at lunchtime at the Marlins game with my mom. Oscar, it's all yours.
You see, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. But out of South Alabama come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spit into the wind. You don't...